Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. How to protect ourselves from the trials of end of the time, and which is all we are all going to face that situation. One of the things that's going to protect us from that situation is if we know our Imam truly and we connect ourselves with our Imam. There's a beautiful hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says, An Abi Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam, qala al-Haris al-A'war li Amir al-Mu'mineen. Imam al-Sadiq salamul alayhi has narrated this hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen that Haris one day asked from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, saying, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ana wallahi uhibbuk. Haris said to Amir al-Mu'mineen, while swearing upon God, he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O the leader of faithful, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Imam Ali, I love you truly. I love you truly. Ana wallahi uhibbuk. I love you. Truly I love you. When he made this statement, Amir al-Mu'mineen, when heard this statement from Haris al-Awar, replied to him, فَقَالَ لَهُ يَا حَارِسْ أَمَّا إِذَا أَحْبَعْتَنِي. Okay, if you love me, then do few things. فَقَالَ لَهُ يَا حَارِسْ أَمَّا إِذَا أَحْبَعْتَنِي. If you really love me, what Imam wanted from him, the first thing Imam mentioned here, فَلَا تُخَاسِمْنِي. Don't create enmity between me and you. Don't go against me. Don't do something which makes you enemy of us. It's a very important point. He said, Imam, I love you. Imam said, I know. If you really love me, then do certain things. Prove yourself. If you really love me, prove yourself. فَلَا تُخَاسِمْنِي. Don't do anything which causes enmity between me and you. No. If you want to follow me, just stay friend, stay close, stay on our guidance. Don't go against our guidance. Number two, وَلَا تُلَاعِبْنِي. Don't play games with us. If you really love us, lots of people used to call Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, oh, Imam Hussein, I love you. Oh, Imam Hussein, I love you. When Imam Hassan was in need of them for support to fight against Muawiyah, they cheated upon Imam, and they were not friends. When time come, they didn't show up. Or they just betrayed Imam. Imam Hussein, when he was leaving for Karbala, lots of friends, those who claimed they are friends, they said to Imam, oh no, you know, we are not going to coming with you. We have families. We have, you know, we want to live in the peace, but you're creating problems. They started going against Imam. So they started playing games with them. Imam said, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen said to Haris, oh Haris, if you love us, don't play game with us. وَلَا تُجَارِينِ. Don't do debate with us. Don't discuss useless things with us. No, if we say something, take it seriously. Take it seriously. Don't debate, don't discuss things, meaningless things with us. And then Imam said, وَلَا تُمَازِحْنِي. If you really love us, don't make fun of us. Means don't do things which is going to cause to others making fun of us. No, don't make fun of us. وَلَا تُوَازِعْنِي. Don't put us down. No, be nice, be humble, be the great people. كُنُوا لَنَا زَيْنٍ وَلَا تَكُونُوا عَلَيْنَا شَيْنًا. This is beautiful hadith. Imam said, be always good upon us. Don't be shame upon us. Here in this hadith, Imam says, وَلَا تُوَاذِعْنِي. Don't put us down. And then last point, Imam said, وَلَا تُرَافِعْنِي. Don't take us high. We are all servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't take us high. Don't say Imam Ali and Imam Ahlul Bayt are this such and such. No, no. We are all servants of God. We are imams. We are the leaders. But in fact, we are the servants of God, and keep us as servants. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand our Imam, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد